From the fact that Rish Lakish had asked Rabbi Yochanan that if he learned the days of separation from the Meluim, then the days of separation must be an essential part of the mitzvah, because everything written by the Meluim was essential. It must be that Rabbi Yochanan agreed with this, because if he didn't, he should have just said that no, that not necessarily is everything written by the Meluim essential. One says that everything written by the Meluim was essential for the mitzvah, and the other says that only processes that were essential in future generations were essential during the Meluim. Based on the above, we can say that Rabbi Yochanan is the one who said that everything written in the Gabi the Meluim was essential. Which processes would actually be a nafkamin between the two views? Rabbi Yosef said a difference would be the smicha process. Smicha is not essential to a carbon. Therefore, according to Rabbi Chanina, it wasn't essential by the Meluim either. According to Rabbi Yechon, it was essential. Rav Nachman Yitzchak said the tenufa, the waving of certain kabbonis process, that would be a point of machlekes, since it's not essential by kabbonis after the Meluim. Rav Papa said the 7 days of separation would be a point of machlekes, because the separation days were not essential after the Meluim. We see that from the fact that the backup kohen doesn't need to separate. Backup kohen gadol for Yom Kippur. Ravina said the machlekes regarding the process of Aaron having to put on all the kohen gadol's clothing for the 7 days and being anointed with the Shemen Mishkan for the 7 days. This wasn't essential after the Meluim, so it would be subject to the machlekes of whether or not it was essential during the Meluim. Fidek Nimar Pasuk says that at least the chatchila, a new kohen gadol should be dressed in the kohen gadol's clothing for 7 days, although we learn that it's not essential. But b'di'eved, it's okay, but l'chadchila should be done. Where do we see that l'chadchila, new kohen gadol, should also get anointed with the Shemen HaMishkan for 7 days? Mary said, we learn from a pasuk that it's not essential that the anointing be done for 7 days. So it suggests that l'chadchila should be done. It's not essential, but it should be done, l'chadchila. Mary gives a second answer. A pasuk makes a hekesh between being dressed in the clothing to being anointed. The hekesh teaches that just as being dressed in the clothing should be done for 7 days, the same as regarding the anointing. Fidek Nimara, what's the reason for the view that everything written by the Meluim was essential? Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna said, the pasuk says kocha, which teaches that it must be done exactly the way it was written. In fact, the Meluim process is written in two places. Once when it was commanded, and once when it was actually performed. But not every process is written in both places. So the word kocha is only written where the Meluim were commanded, with the tzivoy. And therefore, only the processes written in that place should be essential. Nachman Yitzchak says, gzer shava on the word pesach, that links the two places, and teaches that the processes written in during the tzivoy and the one during the asir are all essential. Rabbi Shashi said, in the section describing the performance of the Meluim, the pasuk says, Ushmartem is Mishmeres Hashem, which teaches that this section is essential as well. Rav Ashi said the pasuk there says Kichein Tzuvesi, which teaches that the entire section is essential. Zakt Gemara Brais says on the 8th day of Meluim, although Aaron was an Oinon, his sons had died at Deinabach, Moshe commanded Aaron to eat from the carbon Mincha, because it's Kichein Tzuvesi. After offering the Chatos, Aaron did not eat it. Moshe asked, why didn't you eat it as I had commanded you to regard the Mincha Kasher Tzivesi? That's the understanding of the words Kasher Tzivesi over there. When it came time to eat the Shlomim, Moshe told Aaron, the Shlomim should be eaten. Although Aaron was correct for not eating the Chatos, still the Shlomim has to be eaten, Zok Moshe, because Hashem had so commanded Kasher Tziva Hashem, and that's the meaning of the words Kasher Tziva Hashem. Zok Nimar Rabbi Yisrael Bechanina said, it does not say regarding the Meluim that the Kahanim wore pants. However, the section of Meluim begins with Vizeh, and the Vav, the Vav Achira, which teaches it's a continuation of the previous section, which therefore includes the pants and the special Mincha that is brought by every Kohen on the first day that he does the Avodah. In fact, the pants are taka written in the prior section, and that's how we can know that the Kahanim wore the Michnasayim then. But how do we learn to include the special Mincha? That's not over there. And for the Gemara, there's Gzeir Shava with the word Zeh that links the special Mincha to Meluim. Zachemar Rabbi Yechon, in the name of Shem Meichai, said, the Pasuk says that Moshe said, Zeh HaDover Asher Tziva Hashem. Dover can be translated also to mean just Dover, word. This teaches that even the reading of the Torah during the Meluim was an essential part of the Avodah. Zachemar, Moshe dressed Aaron during the Meluim. How did he dress him? The Gemara asks, why do we have to know how it was done? How it was done, it has no impact on the future. The Gemara explains, we want to know how it will be done when the Beis HaMikdash is rebuilt and a new Meluim is done. In fact, Gemara, at that time, Moshe will be back and we can ask him directly. The Gemara explains, we want to know how it was done to try and explain the seemingly contradictory psukim. So the Gemara says, the sons of Rechi and Rabbi Yechanan argue. One says that Moshe first dressed Aaron and then his sons. The other say Moshe dressed Aaron and his sons at the same time. Abaye said all agree that Aaron was dressed first with the shirt and the hat, mitznefes. Because dressing Aaron in the shirt and the hat is mentioned first in the pasuk commanding that they be dressed, and in the pasuk staying how it was done. So in staying the tzivoy sayin yasiyah, he's mentioned first, so it must be that the shirt and the hat of Aaron were done first. Machalik is regarding the belt, the avnate. The pasuk that tells that they were dressed says he belted him, bayachkar oisoy beavnet. And then the pasuk says he belted them, bayachkar oisom avnet. So that's what that explains the view that Aaron was belted first. The pasuk regarding the tzivoy that they be dressed says v'chagarta oisom, you shall belt them. And that explains the view that they were dressed together. Now the Gemara explains that the view that they were dressed together will explain the first pair of psukim, as teaching that the belt of the Kohen Gadol was different than the belt of a regular Kohen. There were different belts. However, they were dressed together. The view that Aaron was dressed first will explain the pasuk written by the commandment to dress them, and it says the oisam, and that's just teaching that the belt of the Kohen Gadol was the same belt as the regular Kohen. And Echanami, with regard to order of dressing, the avnate of Aaron was done before the avnate of his sons. How is it possible to put on all the belts at one time? But it says it means that Moshe put on the belt, put the belt of each one of them on before moving on to any of the other clothing.